That in Hip Hop mixtape review. The Underachievers, man, I was on Mixtape Torrent. I knew we was gonna review this thing. I put it to download. As soon as it's downloaded, I put it immediately into my iTunes, put on my headphones, and as soon as the beat came on, I had a smile the size of goddamn Texas, nigga. Like, I loved it from the second I put this thing on. This is exactly what I'm talking about with bass. Like, the production, yo, shout out to Mr. Bristol. One of my favorite tracks on it is Tatted. The way that beat just starts, oh my God. So, all right, so let me get back to the actual Underachievers. The Underachievers are dope. I love their movement. I love this whole Beast Coast thing, you know what I'm saying, that they rapping about him, ASAP, Pro Era, or them, I mean to say. But it's definitely dope, man. You're getting balance, and this is exactly what I've said. Like, they're talking about everything every other rapper talks about. Getting high, doing this, doing that, you know what I'm saying, having a good time, enjoying life. Stack your paper so you can throw it on these butt-naked hordes and shit, but at the same time, they're giving you, you know, some substance, like... Well, I don't want to necessarily say substance, but I feel like they're giving you the other side of the fence, too. You know, they're like, man, fuck the government. Number one to, I think, is like 16, 17, 18, somewhere around there. I fuck with every track. I love every track. I love the track New York. I love the track See No Evil. I love the track Sixth Sense. I like how they put Morgan Freeman in there. Because I actually watched that damn show. And when I heard it, I'm like, oh, shit. So today we got... Nano, G Mogoon, follow him on Twitter.
I actually picked this one up a couple days ago from FIFO, and I could tell that he really liked it because he was geeked about it. But in my opinion, I thought there was too many tracks with like the same beats. I really like when they spit fast. When they slowed it down, it kind of bored me a little bit. I just thought that the track list was too much. Like, some of the songs just kind of sounded the same. But I can't lie, they are very lyrical. Some songs were like lyric overload. It was kind of like a mix between, in my opinion, a couple songs, they reminded me of Do or Die. Like, just the way they rhyme and just the way they ride the beat. But it was good.
But yeah, man, I like this. I fuck with it a lot, man. It's a really good mixtape, man. I like how aggressive they are, you know, on the mic when they're rapping. And I think that's one of the things that really pulled me into them and their whole style. You know, and I like, the production was good. I like the production on it. I don't know if I agree with you in that it had a lot of the songs that sounded the same. I think they slowed it down on a couple of tracks. They kind of broke it up a little bit for me towards the end. But overall, man, I think these guys are really, really good. I think they have definitely have a future ahead of them. And this whole movement that's going on in the East, you know, I think these guys can really get in front of that and help usher in the way. But yeah, I definitely really, really enjoy them as artists. I came across them last September. They had a video out to the Herb track that they have on here. And that's how they kind of came on my radar, so I just kind of just started watching them from there. I didn't even know they was dropping a mixtape until recently, until all you guys hit us up about it, you know, us doing it. But yeah, man, yeah, I fucks with it. I think it's really good. Like I said, I just like their whole style, you know, and everything they do, so I fuck with it.
I thought it was all right. I don't know if I liked it as much as the rest of the guys here. I think it started off really good because, like, the first couple tracks of production was real, real dark, and it kind of reminded me a little bit of Doppelganger. So I was like, man, I'm gonna really like this album. Then it got to Sun Through the Rain. All of a sudden, it sounded like ASAP Mob. And I was like, that's weird. Then it got to New York, and it sounded like Pro Era. So I was like, damn, like, which I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it sounds like they're like the perfect midpoint between Pro Era and ASAP. And I know they all run in the same crew and all that shit, which is cool, but so I do agree with Nano that after a while it did start to get a little bit boring because the beats were way too similar. And you know what? I can't agree with people that they're super lyrical. I just think they have really... Who said that? Nano? My bad.
I said it was like lyric overload. Because they were just spitting. At some songs, it just felt like they were just spitting some shit.
I can't agree that they were super lyrical. I just think they have really crazy flows. Because when you really listen to what they're saying, it's not really all that to me personally. I also don't agree with that they're rhyming about the standard typical shit. If you listen, they're actually, some of those tracks, like Revelation, I think that's what it's called, right? Revelation?
I think Revelation was it.
They're talking about some pretty deep shit. Even on the first track, they're talking about some pretty deep shit.
I think Gold Soul Theory is another one.
I don't know.
But if you go through them, it's a lot of, they're talking a lot about weed. You know what I'm saying?
But they're still talking, they're also talking a lot of this like really weird new agey shit, and they're putting that spin on the weed angle, which I think is cool. They're not so much talking about, yeah, nigga, we blowing smoke, we fucking hoes. I didn't really get that from this. I got more of a smoking weed to get to this third eye plane type shit with them, which I think that's interesting because not a lot of rappers are really doing that now, especially younger rappers from New York, because, you know, a lot of them just don't want to, you know, be on that hood shit. And these guys aren't really on that hood shit to me. But yeah, overall, I thought it was cool. I can't say that, you know, I would really recommend this to a lot of people.
Right.
But I do think it's a really cool mixture of the ASAP movement and the pro-era movement. They're like right, they fit in perfect right in the middle. So I thought it was all right. It was cool. Pizza.
You don't even say 430.
No, sound like Red Fox and shit. Just drunk as hell and shit saying that shit. But yeah, it's a cool project. I mean, the first couple of tracks was pretty good. Kind of got boring for me kind of towards the middle, then New York came on and I was like, okay, I guess because I like that kind of sound, that pro era type of sound. So when New York came on, Lana Lords came on, that joint was dope. Or that other joint where they sampled that same joint from Souls of Mistress, I can't think of the damn name. That joint was just dope as hell. I wasn't really feeling that potion shit when he was talking about that LSD, getting high off the LSD, pop another pill. Yeah, I wasn't feeling that little drug shit type of rap. I wasn't feeling all that shit.
Oh, old ass man, what's wrong with you?
Whatever. I ain't that drug shit, boy. But overall, I mean, you know, like Mike and Nano said, you know, people was just like tearing my damn admissions up. These guys can rap. I'm not taking that away from them, but it's not nothing I'm gonna be like, okay, I gotta go back and listen to this again, or I'm like, oh, I'm going crazy over it. This was a solid mixtape. I'm interested to see what they're going to do on their next project. See what they're going to, you know, the content. I think the content was kind of, it wasn't really diverse to me, I think. So, that's about it. Yeah. It was just like, okay, nigga, how much you going to say? Talk about that shit. Yeah.
I think it was really diverse. I think you're talking about more like the sound.
I feel what he's saying because I know it's not. After
a whole bunch of times, it was like toward the end, it's almost like the same stuff that they're saying, like in like 3-4 tracks in a row. So I know what you get, because I got a little bored like that too. But then I was like, okay, so if I just separate like this one track, if I'm just listening to this one track, I like this one track.
And maybe, you know, maybe what I'm saying? If they would probably just took out a few tracks. Maybe it would have been a 13 track. I know, I'm just, no, but for real, but serious though, it could have been like a 13, 14 track. I think it would have been, it'd been more, you know, tolerable. Yeah, you'd be like, okay, 17. Like,
or they
should
just get different producers. They're not going to give you the same fucking
But they're beats. Not going to, they're not,
that's
they,
the problem.
Yeah, they kind of stay within that same circle. Like, that's their whole thing.
Which probably goes back to my point, saying that they're like a good medium in between that pro era and ASAP Mob type of sound. So maybe that's what they was going for. I mean, if they was going for that, hey, accomplished. But, you know,
it was kind of, doesn't always work.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
sometimes you can be a mixture, but it's not like any of the tracks themselves were a mixture between ASAP and Pro Era. It was like certain tracks were Pro Era, certain tracks were ASAP, certain tracks were Pro Era. Certain, you know what I mean?
Yep.
If they can find a good medium point with the tracks themselves, it would be a different story.
Kind of have their own identity almost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The only thing that was really giving this their own identity was the content. That's where I kind of disagree. I think the content was cool because not many people are rapping anymore about that third eye shit, you know? That's some stuff from back when I was a kid. That's that tribe shit, man. You should be cool with that. That's that native tongues type shit.
Yeah, but I don't know. It was, maybe I'm being biased. Shit, I don't know. It just seemed like I wasn't appreciating that much as far as they content. I'm like, okay, nigga, damn, 17 tracks of this? Shit. Shorten it up some.
I mean, yeah, it may have been a little long, and I think that could, that
it's
probably
is
good.
It's a mixtape.
Oh. Oh, shit. But, you know, then today's world, goddamn it, mixtape, album, same thing.
Damn it.
I mean,
mixtapes
is the album.
You know, I think the thing is with these guys and with Pro Era and all these guys, man, is that the fact that is that they're kind of they're really going back into, I don't want to say the essence, but that's kind of what I feel like. They're really taking their time and studying the craft and what they're doing. And you know, and they're really devoting their time and energy into it and really trying to create something other than your stereotypical formulaic rap. And that's how, and that's why I could kind of appreciate what these guys are doing, you know, and this whole Beast Coast movement, because it is something different and unique, especially in New York. New York could definitely use something like that right now. So, you know, and I'm personally okay with the production. I like it. You know, I didn't have any issues with it myself, but I mean, for me, Pro Era kind of had the same sound over and over again more than this mixtape, and maybe it was a point in the mixtape where they kind of broke it up, where they did have more of the jazzy type track and then, you know, more of the slower type beats instead of the stuff that they were doing. But yeah, overall, man, I fucks with this shit.
That shit is the epitome of bumping in the whip right here. You want to know what FIFO thinks about bumping in the whip? Throw on the Underachievers and the Goism and let that motherfucker bang from 1 to 17. But I do agree with some of these guys, you know. I definitely agree with Mike, you know what I'm saying? They are the midpoint between Pro Era and ASAP. But I'm cool with that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know when we were talking about ASAP, I said I really listen to them just for the flows. With these guys, I'm listening to what they're saying and their flows and their beats. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I feel like these guys are a step above ASAP for me. But I bang with it. I fuck with it. Peace out.